Monster Party, a Skyrim fic written by Mongoose Bite and read by Sylvain. This fic is rated explicit and is part of the series Dice the Incredibly Easy Breton. Vilkas winced as Dice made a brave attempt to hit a high note. The Nord was sitting down the furthest end of the table, trying to ignore the noise that was being generated by the Breton's performance. Dice had arrived as he usually did, without warning and without having done any of the tasks he'd been set. This time he'd claimed he'd become a bard, and was keen to give a performance. Vilkas liked singing. He could listen to real bards for hours. Dice just made him want to cover his ears and apologize to his ancestors for the crimes being perpetrated against their traditional songs. He could tell Farkas was looking at him with that worried expression, which meant he thought he'd done something wrong. "Well, this is a first for the companions," he said finally. "We've never had a jester before." Farkas grinned. Apparently he found Dice funny. Yeah. And he wasn't alone, because Dice ended the song with a strangled squeak and got laughter and applause for his troubles. "That wasn't a compliment," Vilkas said, staring into his ale. "What's wrong with him?" Farkas asked. Dice had been his first recruit, and sometimes he clucked after him like a mother hen. "Well, for a start, he never does any actual work around here. Not without being reminded. He only shows up when he feels like having a party." "What's wrong with that?" Vilkas just shook his head. It didn't help that Dice flirted with everything that moved. He'd even heard the cleaning lady cackling with glee as he handed her over dramatic compliments. And Vilkas hadn't seen it fast enough. He'd dueled Dice when he'd first applied to join, and for a few minutes he'd been thrown completely off balance, and Dice had got the better of him with little more than a teasing smile and a knowing look. Only later did he realize that Dice treated almost everyone with the same kind of playful attitude. Vilkas had vowed not to be taken in again. He felt like he'd been taken for a fool. More worryingly, and he wasn't going to share his suspicions with Farkas, things tended to go missing when Dice was around Yorvaskar. Someone with a modicum of skill got up to sing, and Rhea swatted at Dice's arse as he resumed his seat. He dodged out of the way and grinned. Vilkas scowled and stood up. He was going to bed. No one tried terribly hard to stop him, and when he woke up hours later, Yorvaskar was quiet. Vilkas was trying to work out if it was worth getting up and having a drink, or just rolling over and going back to sleep, when he heard a faint clink from somewhere outside his room. Vilkas was not a quiet man. In fact, there weren't many quiet men in Yorvaskar at all, but without his armor he managed to get out of bed and gently lift the sword off the weapon rack. A creak of wood, like someone swinging a cupboard door open. So he hadn't imagined it. He eased his door open and stuck his head out into the corridor. Dice was rifling through the contents of a side table, quickly and efficiently. He put everything back where it had been originally, closed the door and drifted further into Yorvaskar. Vilkas had seen enough. He strode out of his room, and Dice started in surprise, although he didn't run. Vilkas didn't stop until the Breton was within arm's reach, and then he reached out and grabbed him by the collar. "Got you, thief." He was looking at him with that smile again. "Okay, you got me, I'm sorry. You can have it back." "Not this time." Vilkas raised his voice. "We have a thief! Rouse yourselves!" He kept a firm grip on Dice's collar as the companions tumbled out of the rooms, most clutching weapons and in various states of undress. "What are you doing?" Farkas asked.
"Teaching some lessons," Vilkas replied. "So, Dice, I think you need to learn to show some respect to your fellow companions. A traditional punishment is in order."
"Ooh." Aella raised an eyebrow. "We haven't had one of those in a while. I didn't think you approved, Vilkas."
"I can make an exception," he growled. "You have a choice, Dice. You can leave this place and never return, or you can attend a monster party."
At those words, sleepy eyes widened and a fission of excitement charged the room. Everyone looked at Dice, his collar still clutched in Vilkas' meaty fist.
He said. "What's a monster party?"
"It's like this," Athas said, draping an arm across Dice's shoulders. "We all get to fuck you until we're done fucking." Dice blinked.
"Are you serious?"
A slow smile spread across his face.
"I do love a good party,"
Aiella laughed. Well, light some lamps, stoke the fire, fetch some rope.
She winked at Vilkas. You want him first? You caught him.
Vilkas scowled. This wasn't quite going as expected, and it didn't help that Dice was looking at him expectantly, one might almost say hopefully. He let him go and shoved him away.
I'm not playing, he growled. You pups have fun.
Then why are you even doing this? Farkas hurried after him, Aiella watching them go with a bemused expression. Dice looked around the room. As much as he would have liked to see more of the twins, he had to admit he probably had his hands, and who knew what else, full with the remaining six companions. Challenge accepted. So, who's first? He asked. I think we should all just dive in, Nyada said. She'd been sleeping in her underclothes, and she tore the strip of cloth around her chest up over her head. Dice was not giving much opportunity to admire the skin beneath it. No sooner had he looked down, she put her hand under his chin and kissed him. Hey! Torvar yanked them apart. You can't just make out with him. We all gotta go. With rather clumsy fingers, he started undoing Dice's jacket. I've got an idea, Rhea said. Let's play past the parcel. He needs unwrapping. There was general agreement at this idea, and a space was cleared near the fire pit in the centre of Jorvaskr's dining hall. Only Skjord didn't participate. The scarred Nord, who apparently slept entirely naked, simply sat down with a drink to watch, for now at least. Torvar finally, triumphantly, pulled Dice free of his jacket and tossed it out of the way. Dice suppressed a shiver as the cold air bit into his skin. He didn't think he'd be cold for long, however, not with the hungry looks he was getting. The companions clustered around him, turning him this way and that, hands tugging at his belt, his undershirt, his hair, his hands. Dice stumbled as he was passed from one person to the next, touched and pinched. Aiella twisted his left nipple, Athis grabbed his arse and squeezed. Rhea poked his ribs and tickled him. By the time they brought him to a halt so they could yank off his pants, he was breathing hard and slightly dizzy, and somewhat aroused. He wasn't the only one. Sleeping clothes were discarded, and he stared in appreciation at the muscled warriors on display before him. And this was the best punishment ever. Get him on his knees, Torvar suggested. I'm not just going to sit around and watch while you fuck him, Rhea objected. I can do both, Dice suggested helpfully. His answer came in the form of Nyada, who grabbed the back of his neck and kicked the back of his knee, forcing him down on all fours. Rhea grinned and wiggled her way underneath him, apparently delighted to be first. She wrapped her legs around his hips briefly, and Torvar pushed her down again. Your feet are getting in my way. Dice was staring down at the Imperial, as she smiled up at him with an impish expression. I've never been to a monster party before, she confided. Athis was kneeling behind Dice, presumably preparing himself. I'll do my best to make it memorable, Dice promised. Rhea touched him, stroking his sides, and squeezing his shoulders before almost shyly reaching down and weighing his cock in her hand. Without warning, someone tangled their fingers in Dice's hair and yanked his head back. Aiella. Don't come, do you understand? She ordered. You've got a lot of work to do. Yes, Dice said. Aiella released him and stood up. Well, have at it then. Torvar was not big, but he was insistent. No sooner had Dice made himself comfortable round the Nord's cock than he'd withdrawn almost to the tip before slamming his hips forward again. Rhea didn't seem to mind. She'd wrapped her arms around Dice's neck, and her generous breasts bounced every time Torvar drove Dice into her. Something warm and slick was pressed to Dice's cheek. He turned his head to see Athis on his knees, his cock in hand. Dice didn't need to be told. He turned his head and opened his mouth, and Athis groaned as Dice took him in his mouth and sucked. That's, Rhea panted, a nice view. She's got them all to herself, Nyada said. Dice dropped his jaw as Athis's cock was pulled from his mouth. Nyada practically tackled Athis to the ground. Fuck me, you little bastard, she said, straddling him. Dice looked down at Rhea. I thought they didn't get along. What happens at the monster party stays at the monster party, Aiella replied. He had the right idea, however. She grabbed Dice's hair again, and he looked up at her lithe, tanned form as she knelt, one leg on either side of Rhea's head. She mashed Dice's face against the tawny curls, already wet with anticipation, and Dice closed his eyes and lashed at her with his tongue. This was all too much. He found himself fighting not to come, counting backwards in his head as Rhea writhed and moaned beneath him, and Torvar slapped and squeezed his ass, still fucking him like it was his last night on Tamriel. Nyada and Athis were exchanging increasingly loud and incoherent insults, and probably a fair amount of spit as well. Dice could occasionally feel them moving next to him. Rhea arched up against Dice and cried out, and it was almost a relief when she allowed him to pull himself free, long, breathless moments later. Dice whimpered against Aela's sex. His neck and tongue were getting sore, but Aela's hand was still firmly on the back of his head. Torvar grunted, and Dice felt his beard rasp on his back as he curled around him, rutting him once, twice more, before he groaned and relaxed. "Is he any good?" Nyada asked breathlessly, still straddling Athis.
Not bad," Aela said. "I want to go."
"You stone-cold bitch!" Athis snarled as Nyada got to her feet. She laughed.
"Sorry, boy."
Aela released Dice's head and stepped away. Dice honestly wasn't sure if she'd come or not, and at that moment he didn't care. His knees were aching from the hard stone floor, and his cock was aching for about a dozen good reasons, and he toppled onto his side. Skjor was still sitting at the table, his cock jutting proudly and gleaming with moisture. Dice caught his eye, but he didn't move or acknowledge him. He just watched for now. Athis sat up, still scowling. Dice suspected that Dunmore was feeling just as frustrated as he was. Before Nyada could get her go, he scrambled over to Dice, rolled him onto his back and sat astride his chest, his cock pointing accusingly at Dice's face.
"Finish it," he said. "Go on."
Dice reached up and grabbed his hips, pulling him closer to his mouth. He could taste Nyada on Athis's cock as he licked and nibbled.
"Oh, you're really missing out," Athis said smugly, stroking Dice's hair.
Dice shuddered and jerked as he felt someone join Athis in sitting on him, this time on his hips.
"Oh, I don't think so."
It was Nyada's voice he heard, and probably Nyada's hands which touched his cock, holding it steady, guiding it into a wet and ready cunt. Athis was going to say something, but Dice increased his pace, and his words became lost as he bucked against Dice's lips. When he came down the back of Dice's throat, and across his cheek, and Dice was pretty sure he'd got some in his hair as well. Dice licked his lips.
"You've got a talent, mate."
Athis chuckled, and Dice could breathe again as he crawled off him. And Dice needed every breath. Nyada smeared Athis's cum across his face as she rode him harder, and Dice knew he wasn't going to last much longer. Firelight gleamed off her skin, and Dice bucked his hips up, making her yelp and gasp.
"Yes, yes, yes, yes!"
She raked her fingernails down his chest, and Dice spasmed, desperate and hard, and her eyes widened as she felt him come, and her lips parted and she moaned, riding him, milking him dry. Silence fell. No, not quite silence. As Dice steadied his breathing, he could hear little sounds coming from underneath the table, and when he lifted his head, he saw Aela and Rhea coiled around each other, completely oblivious to the rest of the party.
"Chicks, huh?"
Torvar said.
He was sprawled on a chair, drink in hand. "They'll kill you if you're not careful. Sheer exhaustion."
Dice didn't move from his position on the floor. He was tired.
"Have they held a monster party for you as well?"
"Yeah, I got home from a bender one time and threw up in Aela's boots."
"They held a monster party just for that?"
"Well..." He took a drink. "I might have accidentally sold some armor I thought was mine as well. Little things. It adds up."
"So is it over?" Dice asked.
Nyada laughed. "Not even close." Torvar gave him a drink, and once he'd finished it, the women rejoined him in front of the fire. He did what he was told, and he was told to touch and lick and massage. And eventually he got hard again, and Torvar wanted to be fucked, since he'd liked it so much during his monster party, and Dice bent him over a table, partly because he wanted something to prop himself up with. Torvar came in Dice's hand, and when they separated, Dice collapsed into a chair. Skjor stood up. He hadn't said a word the entire time, and Dice wasn't sure what he admired more, his restraint or his stamina. He told Dice to lie down, and Dice was grateful, because he was tired. There didn't seem to be a part of him that wasn't, although he'd not come with Torvar, and his cock was still half hard. Skjor knelt between his knees, and Dice lifted his hips. Skjor entered him slowly, almost agonizingly so, and when he'd sheathed himself, Dice was hard again. Sated, the others mostly watched as Skjor gradually increased the pace. Dice didn't think he had it in him to come again, but soon he found himself panting and gasping, and his hands inching towards his cock. Skjor growled at him, and he took his hands away. And then he was hanging on, his fingers trying to find purchase on the stone floor, as Skjor was practically fucking him across it.
"All right, whelp, off you go."
He took a hand off Dice's hip and palmed his cock roughly, tugging it almost to the point of pain. Dice yelped and squirmed, and then he was bucking his hips up for more. Skjor was snarling, his hips snapping forward as he fucked Dice harder. Dice came. He watched his own seed land on his stomach and chest, sliding down towards his neck as Skjor practically howled. Dice was lost. He vaguely felt Skjor come, pull himself free and add to the mess on Dice's skin. Skjor knelt over him, catching his breath. No one said anything for a few moments.
"Oh, you," Ayala said affectionately.
"It's almost dawn," Rhea said, yawning. Dice stared at the smoky ceiling.
"I gotta see if Mercer would approve of this."
He had never been so glad that he'd joined the companions. Now all he had to do was scrape himself off the floor and find his clothes before Tilma arrived to clean up the mess. The End.